Paul, I guess inquiring minds are curious about Josh Morrissey's status after not playing the third period.
Yeah, precautionary. Just he was tightening up, and we didn't want to get to the point that we were worried about him, so he got pulled early. No, it wasn't the shot block at all. No. Just some tightness. Okay. You know, we got 15 players with it now, so.
They get two goals in 43 seconds. Other than that, it's a 0-0 game. What'd you think of your young club tonight?
I liked where their brains were and where their effort was. You know, we were hard on pucks and hard with a stick, and I liked that game an awful lot. We were very, very consistent when we played. Obviously, we're not moving the puck the way you would with a little more experience back there, but you know, that's a pretty good team they put on the ice. Now, they're playing exhibition hockey. We all understand that, but the guys that were in our lineup trying to survive the big cut, they worked hard. They did a good job. We played hard tonight.
I like what you saw from Gabriel Bourque, especially on the PK there.
I have right from day one. He's been consistent with it. He's throughout the old kick save. You don't see that very often anymore, and block shots and those kind of heart and soul guys are important for your team. You know, they're on the bench. They sit there for a while. They're still talking and chirping and keeping that energy up. He's had a really, really good camp.
Why was it important to get Burden that period, Paul, just for his
development? Well, he's earned it, and we wanted to see it. You know, we wanted to see him there, and you never know, like with guys, some guys the game gets easier for them in the NHL and some harder because it's easier to read, right? There's most people are where they're supposed to be most of the time. The way he came across on the seam pass, he was square by the time he got there, so and he's going to be on the top on our. He'll run the top on our power play next game. slip the pads on him. Tell him to jump in.
Anthony DiPietro played 20 plus minutes. Yeah. You can hear him talking or communicating up in the press box. I mean, why did you want to see so much from him tonight?
Well, he didn't get a lot of games in last year, and we want to get him right up to. He feels good. He feels strong. All new systems for him, and he wants to play like. He doesn't want to rest right now. And then when Josh goes down, we're going to run him a little bit harder. So most of it's just experience in our game. So it's for the defensemen have to probably make the biggest adjustment for some of the things that we do. He's played well. You know, there's the value in those guys. Those three kind of veteran guys that we brought in, and Lintestu is one of them. They're just all that kind of. They're not old, but they're old pros, right? They're hanging over the boards. They're talking to guys. They're chirping. They're blocking shots. They're asking questions on the bench, but they're also talking to the kids after every single shift. Those are very valuable men to us right now.
For the injury there to Josh or the precaution, they had that 2-on-1 against Goudreau, and I forget who was on the other side, but he picks the right side, right time. Is that, I mean, just expected from Josh at this point?
No, we still from the bench smile a lot when Josh is out there, right? He's an elite defender, probably a little under the radar because he didn't come in as a power play guy, so his points won't point a spotlight on his abilities. He's fantastic. So there you go. Why? I mean, he's such an important part of the team. We pulled him, and we won't have him back on the ice until he's at 100%.
Yesterday, Paul, what's the message to the guys that do get sent to the Moose at this point?
I'm going to say I can almost say for all of them, I'm going to thank each one of them for their work ethic and training camp because they were a big part of us being able to have the kind of camp that we've had. They pushed hard every day. And then the challenge for them is to keep it going with the Moose. So if you're not playing for the Jets, you get cut, you've got one goal, and that's to improve your standing. Right when they leave, to have the coaches and management feel that you've improved, that you're a more viable option this year than you were last year for the Jets, and I like just to a man, I'm real happy with the way those guys played.
Do you mention the Kyle Connor example, or do guys just know that second year he started with the Moose?
Only if when I'm reading their face, there's a whole lot of sadness that creeps in. Everybody handles this conversation. A lot of them know. What's going to happen before they get to camp? You know, that Cinderella story is rare, where you come out of nowhere and you make the NHL team and stick with it. So they know when they come to camp, they're probably starting with the Moose. Those guys are easier to deal with. The guys that come in who thought they were right there and had a really good camp, then you explain to them the value of of more minutes with the Moose and the opportunity that gives you to come back up and not go back down.
Is that a hard lesson for some young guys to see the value?
Oh, for sure, because for every one of these guys, he's got a buddy who he thinks he's just as good at or better who's now playing on that team. And so much of that is truly just the structure of that team. If you've got a real veteran right wing and you're a right winger, you may have to wait a couple more years. If you're really thin there, you may get a chance to play before you're even ready. And we went through that 4 years ago where we started putting these kids in, and they probably could have used some seasoning, but they were pretty skilled guys and they scored points and got their chances. And now your timing is when you're a first round pick, there's sometimes people in front of you.